Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
What? It's like Creedence Clearwater Revival said, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain?
Really coming down now.
It is, yeah. It is right behind us here. It's live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3 on your FM dial.
This radio show is going to be, I think, about a year old in a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
That we've done this live and local show on Saturday morning from 9 to noon here. And I still to this day, and I say this because our next guest might be a little late, Jesus Gutierrez of that restaurant.
Right, right. Mari Chuy's.
Thank you. I can't speak Hispanic, I'm sorry. But to this day, I still get the address wrong to this place. Because I say it's 1775 East Plum. That 1775 sticks in my head. And it's actually 1755. And I constantly have to find
out why
I
is?
Made a mistake. Why?
It's because of the phone number, 1775.
I don't.
1775.
I thought it was an American Revolution connection or something.
It's the phone number, man. It's like.
But when we see out the window, when we see a car going around this building like two or three times, we know it's a guest that John Potter invited to the radio show. And it's embarrassing, and I feel terrible about this. So he might be a little late, but I just texted him. It's 1755. What? I can never remember that number. It's
right. It's okay.
Another senior thing. Anyway, a very eventful week of... For Jay, a lot of things not so good. And I know so many people, Jay, with a similar story.
Yeah.
This was the week for a terrible traffic mishap.
Yeah, and believe me, I reported on a bunch of them, but I had my own issue just a couple nights ago where I was driving on Veterans Parkway, and it what looks like a large box truck, maybe like an RC Willie truck or something, a delivery truck, you know, and it had like some ice on the back bumper or wheel well. And it just dislodged and came down. And, you know, it just looks like snow, but you got to realize, too, after a few days, it hasn't been snowing. It's just basically ice hanging off the back. It was like, I was basically the Titanic. Yeah, I was the Titanic, and this thing was the iceberg. Full on starboard left or whatever. I don't know how you say it, but anyways, bang, bam.
You
I hit this thing. I thought
Frosty.
It was going to be snow. You know what? Literally, my kids were in the car with me, and Craig, they said this. They go, Dad, it was like a snowman just appeared in the middle of the road. And I was thinking, it's snow. Okay, boom, poof, right? It's gone. But no, this was like, bam! And I was like, I thought
what
to myself.
What was in this box?
No. It was a piece of ice.
Oh, a piece of ice.
A piece of ice. All right. Yeah. So basically, the thing... just kept its form.
Like an iceberg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Car.
I was the Titanic.
So your car
iceberg.
Got wrecked?
Yeah. So the front grill got smashed in on the front. And then my radiator got messed up. My AC condenser is messed up. Power steering probably. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
And it's the fault of the vehicle that dropped that chunk of ice, isn't it?
Well, it's unavoidable. It's comprehensive. And, you know, stuff like that. I couldn't have avoided it. I mean, like, on veterans.
I mean, it's responsibility of the driver.
No, it's not. And it's only things that are on top of the car, believe it or not. If you have, like, a piece of ice that's in your wheel well or something like that, it's not the same story as if you have, like, if you have, like, let's say a giant bunch of snow on the top of your vehicle that's ice and it flies off and hits a windshield or something, you're liable because you were supposed to clean off the top of your car.
I know a lot of people, though, Jay, who stick to that rule. But they didn't go out because of the winter storm. And so the snow that was on their vehicle before, in a matter of days, turned into solid ice.
Yeah.
And there was no way that they could chip that ice off their vehicle. They go on the highway, and I saw a near miss. Some chunk of ice came off a vehicle and just missed the windshield of the vehicle
it
behind
will smash
them.
A windshield. It'll go right through. You know, it's serious stuff. But anyways, a big, big, big shout out to a friend of the show, Kevin Reaney, over there at Reaney Insurance. in Virginia City. Man, you know, that guy has taken care of me, made sure everything's good. So just a big shout out to him over at Travelers Insurance.
There's really nothing you can do, right? You can't have somebody, you know, take the blame for this at all.
No. You know, luckily I've got the best insurance possible. And, you know, like everything is going to work out. But no, unfortunately, it was, I'm telling you right now, John, it was on Veterans Parkway and it was like going around a curb.
Okay.
And when I came up on it, there was someone right behind me. We're going 50, you know, and there's someone on my left. I could not have avoided it. And it's like my kid said, it was like snowman showed up in the middle of the road.
Was this your Uber car?
Yeah. So no Ubering right now.
So it affects your income.
It absolutely affects my income. So, yeah. Yeah.
And it's always when you're going out for a silly thing, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, it's weird because the trip that it happened on was not, I literally should have been home. It's almost like fate. But John, I tell everybody, and I believe it, everything happens for a reason. I meet everybody for a reason. I do everything for a reason. I mean, you know, like when I'm doing Uber and I'm done dropping off someone, if I don't have another ride, for instance, it's like, I let my mind say go right or left, you know, as to where it's going to lead me to where I need to be. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go park here because I know that's where rides are going to be. It's like
and that's interesting. There are times I believe the same thing, that what we wanted, fate somehow brings, and it's a pattern that gets you there.
Yeah.
Mystical stuff, I know.
Right, like it's.
I should have brought some incense.
Well, that could have been good, but maybe some chakras. You know what? Coming up actually next week, I believe. If it's not that show, it's going to be the next one. I have a good friend of mine, Kelly, who does sound healing bowls. Have you ever heard of these? Okay.
Your segment.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. You know, it's. I don't know about all these things like chakras and yoga and
do I have to act like it's believable, like I did when the man who was the abdominal snowman hunter was on? Do I have to act like I kind of believe it?
I mean, you're like that guy. It's like the chick who says I'm spiritual, and you're like, no, you just smoke a lot of weed and collect rocks.
That's a good place to do that. Well, on the other hand, and you had a no-fault crash with your car, but I can't tell you how many people have been telling me, what can I do? Red light runner just smashed into me as I was legally crossing the intersection. Do I call? I mean, there wasn't a lot of damage, but it a little damage is expensive. And what's their recourse? You call the police department. They really don't investigate that. They say make a report online.
Yep.
If you ask for camera footage, a lot of, you know.
Good luck, buddy. It's like trying to get the insurrection camera footage.
So the thing with accidents, law enforcement will come out if it's ever stated, I don't know if there's anybody injured. Unknown injuries. They will show up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They will. Yeah, so that's the thing I was going to say to John here in just a second ago. So a couple years ago, they made that rule to where, like, if there's no injuries involved, get out of the road. Stop being those people that are you know, like, well, we had the accident here. Let's keep it parked here till the police and block up traffic. It's your responsibility with no injuries to get to the right shoulder or get to your next exit or whatever.
You're right. Injuries, that's what it's all about with them. Even if your house is broken into, if there's no injuries, go online, make the report. Yeah.
I don't want to encourage people, but I guess if you need, you know, attention quick for something.
But Craig says to say, I don't know if there are injuries. Interesting.
Well, I'm not hurt, but I don't know about the other driver.
Well, that's to come. Yeah, you could say that.
Smart man, Craig.
My man.
Beating the system once again.
Right.
Maybe I'll have you work out the waste management puzzle.
I already told you that, didn't I? During the break?
You did off the air. Somebody called up and they said, what now? About now, folks, if you just joined us.
Big red marker.
I have an issue with waste management. You can't. There's no human that will see you at the office. It's closed and the phone menu doesn't address anything of what I'm looking for. The situation is my wife for years has been paying the trash bill for another address in addition to our own. And what's your solution, Craig, that the person called in?
The caller's solution was write in big red letters on the bill that she's not paying or that she's not responsible for. Do not own, have not owned since, if she ever did own it. And then just mail it back without a check.
You think the robot scanner will pay attention?
Oh, somebody will pay attention when they see big red letters because it's open by hand.
Well,
it's manually open.
They'll pay attention when they're not getting the money for it, and then we get into the fines. So that's a risk.
And then I'm sure their collection agency will be calling you, and then that's actually a real person to talk to.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for the good news, my friend.
Anytime, John.
Is that good news? Yeah.
775-884-9910. And we have an open segment till our next guest comes on. If you like Mexican food, you're going to love it.
Mari Chuy's.
With John Potter and Jay Biggs.
It's live and local right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Hello, friends. This is John Potter with Jay Biggs. We're live and local every Saturday morning right here. And our phone number is 775-884-9910.
Hey, don't forget, you can check out this episode and retro editions of Live and Local with John and Jay at 991fmtalk.com. All you need to do is go and click the podcast tab on the top left upper screen of your home page and enjoy right there. But right now, let's go to some fanfare. Because we've got James on the phone from Washoe Valley. He is a fan of John Potter, like most people are, including myself. Good morning, James.
There
How
is
are you doing?
One.
There's a couple.
Slow down, dude. I'm a
James,
fan
with
of
us?
Myself.
Hey, I like that.
Okay. You are so funny, and you have such a great grasp on reality. You know, I've been trying to get my propane tanks filled, and AmeriGas, they're all closed. And it took me 2 weeks to get my tanks certified and filled. And I just understand what you're talking about, waste management. They're using this as an excuse for you to make an account, to give them all your personal information. And that's just all I have to say, Mr. Potter. And God bless you, sir, and I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
That was not my ex-boss.
It was. Oh,
no,
boy.
He'd never say.
Well, you know,
he'd never say goodbye. He'd just hang up.
I like that. Honestly, he was just straight to the point about it. But okay, so
I love that.
What do you think, John? I mean,
well, if AmeriGas is using the old COVID excuse as to
they're not. In fact, we have for the stations we have several generators. Two of which run on propane, and we cannot get propane up on the mountaintops right now, even though one is mostly drivable, because there's a shortage of propane coming in, because it's not like gasoline that's pumped through pipes in from the Bay Area to the tank farm in Sparks. No, that's as propane comes in on train cars, so you got to go, and we almost had a big thing with the trains failing, you know, because of their strike possible. But another thing is, they can't get drivers. You have to be certified to drive a flammable, you know, a dangerous vehicle. So they're in the problem.
We talked about this last Saturday when the governor, passed a rule that reduces the regulations to be a propane driver, if I'm not mistaken, to smooth that out.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I'm not sure about that, but it would be great if he did.
It is an issue. It is an issue.
It sounds like this is a real propane in the butt. Just saying.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for adding to the conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
My fan probably did not like that.
Well, it has been a pain in the butt for him, it sounds like. You know, and everybody else, you know, I feel bad because, I mean, like, you know, for instance, like when I was doing my RV tour around the country in 2018, I relied heavily on that. So if there was some sort of a shortage or something, that would have I mean, I wouldn't have been able to cook, wouldn't have been able to heat my house, wouldn't have been able to have a hot shower.
I know. You know, life used to be, as I said, so simple. That's what I miss the most.
Right.
You know, now it's, we can't do that because of this, and you're not sure that this is really a valid excuse or not.
What's reality anymore,
very skeptical. Skeptical.
It's like we're getting eaten by the Ethernet or something. I don't know. AI technology or something.
Oh, you're still paranoid of the who's listening to you online?
No, I'm not. Believe me, I am not at all paranoid about who's listening to me online.
It's funny you say, but well, my wife asked me why I talk so low when I'm at home.
Uh-huh.
And she's like you know, she, and I said I was afraid Mark Zuckerberg was listening. And then she laughed and I laughed. Alexa laughed and Siri laughed.
It was like you were having a conversation.
Pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
All
well,
right, so we're excited because our guest coming on after the Fox News break is expanding his restaurants, which have become very popular. And if you like Mexican food, which seems to be the cuisine now, which is the most popular cuisine in the area. Jesus Gutierrez is going to be joining us, and we'll welcome calls on that at 775-884-9910. Favorite Mexican restaurant, Jay?
You know?
I know, so many to choose from.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't. Okay, so let's talk about this, though, because there is something happening this weekend right here on the station.
Yes. New show.
Yeah, we have a brand new show starring our own Henry Evans. He's from Evans Broadcast here. And so it's called Nevada Backcountry. Happens 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 each and every Sunday. So Nevada Backcountry, they're going to be doing a ton of talking about the outdoors. And just, you know, if you're into that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Like where to go to enjoy the outdoors. I get that question all the time.
Yes.
From especially newcomers.
Well, there's going to be a lot of like, you know, like talk about like sportsman talk and stuff like that too. You know, about like hunting and you know things like that. So
yeah, Henry is totally into archery right now too. Bow and arrow hunting as well.
Right, I know, and so he's probably going to have you know his folks from Wasting Arrows come on and stuff. You know, so I can only imagine that this is going to be just a very backcountry eccentric show. Like you know, it's the passion. For the Evans family, we know they spend at least 90 days a year out in the backcountry together hunting. And they're even talking about doing, I think they were talking recently, at least Henry was, about maybe doing like an Alaskan trip or something too. So, I mean, like there's all sorts of...
So this show, like this one, is going to be all local.
Yeah, all local. Well, Northern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And it's a passion for the Evans family. So I think this is going to be a cool thing. So join Henry tomorrow and his guests. It's going to be live right here in Nevada Backcountry, 10 to 11 a.m., and that's on 99.1 and 92.3.
Each and every Saturday.
Yeah, and you can also stream them live, too.
Sunday.
Okay, awesome. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sundays, 10 to 11 a.m.
Yeah, so, otherwise we'd be in the middle of your show, Jay.
Yeah, I guess you're right, huh?
As long as it doesn't interfere with football, and that starts afterwards. So
Right. That's what John cares about is the football.
I'm excited
about
it.
Who's your team?
Well, it's always been the Buffalo Bills, but I've been watching more football lately than I have in all my life because the games, for some reason, this season have been just absolutely thrilling and last minute, final second turnaround. And
really?
I highly respect the 49ers. The Kansas City Chiefs, and well, that's about it. Minnesota, you know, very impressed by the play. So my boycott against those players is over.
Interesting.
And I'm excited to see the 49ers game today.
See, and I've been watching this guy on YouTube who claims that the gloves the players are wearing have magnets in them, and there's like these magnets inside the balls and the goalposts all have magnetic like currency going through them to like reject balls that should like when they kick them they should be going in, but they send like an electronic. I know it's crazy.
Rabbit holes, man. This is all totally new to me. I had no idea how the game was played. I had to ask my wife just recently, what is this first down, second down thing? I honestly did not know. I never watched football before.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm like a kid. again.
I mean, I could probably announce for the NFL, but I don't know football in and out either that well, well, you know? So
some of the new rules, nah.
Yeah, but I probably need to catch up on sports anyway so I can get a few new sure announcer thing. Gigs. Well, you know, they were going to hire me for the Bighorns once downtown.
Oh, what did you do?
I didn't want to take $50 to go out for my whole entire Saturday night. Or, what do you know, like, I was like, I'll let somebody else that needs the money, like Chris Payne.
Ah, Bighorns, we knew you well.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, we got a ding. Oh, there he is. Anyway. All right, here we go.
Please tell me you got the right address.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and take a break. It's Fox News time. So let's do that. We're going to be right back here. It's Live and Local, John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith & Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All right, it's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Well, we have some road announcements to make.
Yeah, we just got a closure. I-80 is closed at the California state line all the way to Floriston. Not sure if this is an accident or what, but it is brand new. Just happened within the last 3 minutes. So unfortunately, if you're trying to go to Truckee from Reno or likewise, it's not happening right now. And traffic is being held. Also, 431 Mount Rose Highway has chain and snows. If you happen to see that road reopen, there's going to be those chain and snows all the way over into Northern California at Drum Four Bay Road as well. So just lots going on the roads this morning, John. But let's talk about lots in the Mexican food industry.
Yes. Well, this half hour, our guest is here. Jesus Gutierrez, owner of the local
Mari Chuy's.
Mari Chuy's.
I said it right. He was saying it wrong earlier. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and it's so simple. You know, Mari Chuy's. and who's Mary? It's my boss.
Right. Mary, you know, is
Mary is my boss. And
your wife?
Your wife.
Yeah,
wife,
okay, that is the boss.
You know, yeah, it's my boss.
I'm sorry, but the way it's spelled, right? It's Mari Chuy's.
Mari Chuy's.
Chuy's. Yes. Well, then you should spell it different.
Right. So
it's, don't worry about John. He's Gringo Loco.
Yeah, right. You know, so Mary Chuy's is a short name for Maria in Spanish, and a short name for Jesus is Chuy. You know, not a lot of people know about that, but every Latino America, a short name for Jesus is Chuy.
Nice.
So that's why we came up with very short and sweet on the name of the restaurants.
Well, sweet are your restaurants, I'll tell you that, and you're expanding. You have new locations, and when I'm eating out at your places, Jesus, my white shirt says, let me taste that.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, all my local friends, my local community, that's all it's what's all about. You know, especially when you guys bring your family, your business partners and everything, and I can see different faces in there to support the local businesses and keep the local community and labor force going. That just fills me up, you
well,
know.
You're a pretty much a legend here. Now, I'm thinking back to, I used to go to your place at, was it 5th and Keystone?
5th and Keystone, correct.
5th and Keystone, okay. That was where the Cue and Cushion was.
Yes. Is that Chuy and Jugs?
No. That Chuy and Jugs is way up there. But we used to
I'm sorry. I'm
no
sorry.
Connection,
yeah, that's top of Kings Row.
Yes,
my bad.
We just right in the corner of 5th and Keystone, right next to Q and Cushion.
That's right.
It's a legend right there. That place right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yours too.
The best cheeseburgers. Second
the Q and Cushion?
Oh, yeah.
They had the Chico Burger. They had the peanut butter on
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
I
now
love talking food. But anyway, now then you opened up in Midtown. And then you opened in, let me get the order right, Sparks Victorian Square. That's
yes.
the one I go to.
Yep.
You're at the airport?
We are in the airport.
And now
first
in
first time.
Well,
John, you know, first time ever. And we're so proud, you know, to be local Latino business at the airport. First time in, you know, we never had one place in the airport. And this is a history.
Well, you
know, that we have a Latino and we have a local business serving a local community at the airport.
That's huge.
I guess that is a first. You're right.
Now, Jesus, our producer Craig down in Carson City earlier told me some interesting information about that airport location. It's actually inside the terminal. You don't have to go upstairs and check
correct.
In with TSA. So hypothetically, if you would like to go and check out Mari Chewy's restaurant, all you have to do is go and park in the parking garage and walk across. You can have dinner there before you even play some slot
machines. TSA business.
No, yeah. Nothing.
So what did you replace the old timber? What was
it? Is it the Pete's Coffee? Or?
No, it's right across from Pete's Coffee. It used to be.
So they lost that other restaurant that used to be there.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
I see where you
are. That is awesome. I mean, I think that's cool because, in fact, I guess this kind of makes you the Mexican food ambassador of Reno.
That's right.
Because when people come to town, they're, it's like when you go through, for instance, when I flew through Chicago, I wanted deep dish Chicago pizza, and I went and I saw it and I found a place that had Chicago deep dish pizza. When you come to the West Coast, when you're not from the West Coast, you want some Mexican food.
Yes, and you, guess what? You're going to stop by at Mari Chewy's and have the best burrito, chorizo burrito for breakfast.
Ooh.
Or you can have a great lunch in there.
Do you have a specialty?
Oh, yes. We have the pollo con rajas, which is a broiled chicken breast with a slice of pasilla peppers, onions, and cream. It's just savory. It's delicious, That is a staple for every location in Midtown.
I've never had the actual chicken breast done like that. I've had the shredded chicken before.
Yeah, right. This one is the actual chicken breast with, roasted pasilla peppers, fresh onions, garlic, and just a little bit of cream right over the top, with some rice and beans, some corn or flour tortillas. It is the best,
I think your claim to fame is a simple thing, and that's salsa. It's addictive. What goes into that?
On the pico de gallo or the red salsa?
The salsa ranchera.
The salsa ranchera, perfect. It's just fresh tomatoes, onions, garlic, bell peppers, green and red, and cilantro, and just a little bit of touch of chicken broth. And just a little salt to taste.
Is that what you do?
That's it.
What's your favorite for people at home? What's the best brand of salsa out there?
That ranchera salsa that you mentioned, we've been having a lot of great compliments.
Do you sell it to go?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, and also the pico de gallo. The pico de gallo. That's why when you guys come to our place, you guys get some chips and salsa. Why? Because that's our signature, very fresh, made every day.
And you put some chicken in it. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, young people will never know the pain and embarrassment of a group of cowboys outing us all for getting our salsa from New York City. I miss those commercials.
New York City.
I don't think they said get a rope, but it was close. Is there, besides the salsa, margaritas, you're famous for that. I was at your place at Sparks, and I overheard a woman at your Sparks restaurant order a house margarita after being told that Diet Pepsi was not available. You have Diet Coke and not Diet
Kathy
Pepsi.
Potter.
Right.
Kathy Potter.
And so they ordered a margarita instead. That is how I arrive at my life's decisions.
Really? The margarita
when
tells
in
you
doubt,
so.
Order the margarita. Tell me about your margaritas.
Well, the margaritas, I tell you, fresh squish, lemon juice, orange,
you
grapefruit.
Go through all that work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and another thing, we try to support our 90.9% support our local business to buy the fresh produce and, whatever is available here to use for our fresh margaritas. But the fresh margaritas, they are to die for. I'm going to go with a simple one. If you guys like a little spicy, we have the jalapeno margarita. The jalapeno margarita, fresh squeezed orange juice, a little orange juice. Great tequilas, organic tequilas, and ice, and a little bit of a rim of tajin, which is a little bit of lime and peppery, and and then we just top it with fresh jalapeno juice and a garnish with a whole jalapeno and some lemon and lime. I mean, they're so good. Even my mouth is watering right now that I'm ready to invite you guys to come over and to have lunch with me so we can enjoy a delicious jalapeno margarita or a citrus margarita with us.
Right. Well, that's, and that's the thing too, is that, you're making me feel now as if I need to go down there and try a drink. I don't even drink, but just the fact that it's not, it's like a specialty thing. It's not, it's not like just tequila and you put some sort of, you know, like shot in with it or juice or anything. It's like a full concoction of a bunch of different things that you're doing.
That's correct. And you know what? And that's great that you mentioned that, because even if you don't drink, we can make you a special. We can take the alcohol
like
out.
A mocktail.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
We can
cool.
take the tequila out, and we and it will taste the same, even better.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah,
well, I know it will be better.
You know? My only that's wish, awesome. My only wish, Jesus, that you be open for breakfast. You know, I end up going to West Side Cafe for, I think Mexican food is perfect for breakfast. Breakfast burritos.
Absolutely.
They're the best. Bacon, you can wrap bacon around anything. It's like the duct tape of food. But have you thought about opening up for breakfast?
Absolutely. Well, you know, now that you mentioned that, at the airport location, we have breakfast. We open at 7 a.m. Yes.
Oh.
And you have breakfast burritos. You have chorizo and eggs. You have chilaquiles. You have, you name it. Ranchera, we serve brunch on Sundays. So if you want to come to Ranchera, Marichuy's, you can have some egg rancheros, chilaquiles. You can have machaca and eggs. You can have your breakfast burrito. You name it. So you said it.
Do you have mimosas?
Oh, okay. The best mimosas
how
ever.
How dare you ask?
Yes,
that? Of course.
Yes.
Well, so here, so I mean,
we call them the Mexi mimosa.
Meximosa.
Why Mexi mimosa? Because we add a little tequila for you guys to taste.
Oh wow!
So that's the Mexi mimosa.
Wow!
And it sounds like you still spend an awful lot of time in the kitchen yourself.
I love it. You know, that's my passion, John. You know, I mean, since I started this business, that is what my passion comes out. If I see a knife anywhere, I love when, you know, when I see my people chopping vegetables, and I just get into the kitchen with them, you know, just to show them, you know, that I really appreciate what they do and how they do it and why they do it.
Right.
You know, that's our passion.
Is there a trick to not crying when you're cutting tomatoes?
Onions.
I'm sorry.
So there is a trick in there.
What is
you
it?
Get when you're peeling your onions, you make sure to put a piece of onion right on the top of your head, and you're gonna stop crying.
What?
Yes, but
This is in a joke.
Yeah, no. This is serious. When you're peeling your onions,
okay.
You put that peel in your head, and it's gonna solve the problem for crying. But remember, when you finish peeling that whole 50-pound bag of onions, and you finish your shift, you need to go back and take a shower. Otherwise, you're going to be...
You're going to smell like you just left Burning Man.
Yes.
I thought the trick to not crying while cutting onions was to not form an emotional bond.
No.
Between you and the onion.
Well, maybe you know, and that's, you know, and another thing that I heard, you know, it was if you're a very jealous person and you cannot handle the onions, that will do it.
Really? Well... You know, here's another thing. I was always told, cut them underwater. That's why I was always told.
Well,
you fill your sink up and you put it under the water and you cut it like that.
Well, cut them underwater, but what's going to happen? You have to use them and eat them right away. Otherwise, they're going to get very soggy and they will not hold, you know, for the next day.
Right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So you're famous for fresh ingredients and you offer gluten-free.
Absolutely.
Food. Yeah. None of that weird genetically modified stuff either?
No, you know, and that's another
Although great... I had a tasty leg of salmon last night, but anyway.
You know, and another great thing, guys, if you guys are gluten-free, you can come in into any of our places and just tell our staff, we are gluten-free. Please mention it, because 100% of our menu, it's gluten-free. You just have to let us know. Because there is a little bit in there. You know?
I heard gluten-free is actually tastier than the
I don't know. I
gluten
can't.
Food. No, that's what somebody said.
Yeah.
I don't need to avoid gluten,
right.
But I hear that you're supposed to order it because it tastes better. I don't know why.
I was told that if you don't need to be gluten-free, then don't do it, you know, because you need the gluten or something. I'm not sure. But who knows? It's all speculative.
Right.
Let me ask you this though, real quick, Jesus. You got the brand new location at Ranchera's. Mm-hmm. How long has that been open now?
That location has been open for a year and a half.
Oh, it has.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot.
Yes.
I just haven't. So here's the weird thing. I mean, I've spent thousands of dollars at Dolce Vita.
Yeah.
I've never been because I've just, you know, sent the ex there.
Right.
But I had no clue you guys were in there.
We are right there. You know, you can go and get your beautiful massage with our beautiful neighbors.
I've heard about these. Yeah.
Yeah. You can have your And if you go in there a half an hour before your appointment, you can come in and have a little tequila tasting. Ooh. You can have a little margaritas. You can have a little lunch. And then you can go and get your massage done. Or if you take your significant other, you know, drop him off,
yep,
and come and see me at Chuy's.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, thank you, sir, for actually being a part of Reno's renaissance in Midtown. You were one of the, you've been there a long time now, and you were one of the original operations, commercial enterprises there that brought Midtown to life.
Yes. Well, you know, and I appreciate that, John. You know, you guys are, you know, sending the messages to our, the whole community. Mm-hmm. And we are just very humble. And you know, my whole family just putting all this hard work in. But just to bring something else, something different, something very positive into our community and to our local flavors. And, you know, that's if I can leave this earth something when I first came from Mexico, if I can leave something better, that's it right there.
What part of Mexico are you from?
Yeah. I am from Michoacán, Mexico.
Okay.
I always have a joke, you know, and this is a good one. I born in Michoacán, Mexico, raised in León, Guanajuato, Mexico, and became a bad boy in Reno, Nevada.
There you go.
And why Reno, Nevada?
Why Reno, Nevada? I came from Mexico to L.A., and I knew it. I wanted to become a chef. I knew it that I wanted to bring something from Mexico to the U.S. But I got intimidated in L.A. You know, those beautiful buildings, luxury, and, you know, all that good stuff over there. But, you know, the Lord always was looking after me.
Amen.
My oldest brother came in and he says, let's go to Reno. I said, what's in Reno? Says, Reno is beautiful. I said, well, I don't know what's going on over there. So he brought me down to Reno and I saw El Dorado Hotel and Casino. Back in the day, very small, beautiful. And El Dorado in Spanish is gold.
So is
when, when I came down in the hill and I saw El Dorado and I saw gold, in my mind, in my soul, I says, that's what I want to be. And I told my brother, take me there. I want to be there. Soon as I walked into the place, guess what? I saw Mr. Dan Carano, and he was the man that hired me when I was 12 years of age.
Wow.
And no questions asked. Back in the day, I love it, and that's why we are who we are today, because I want to take that legacy to the next level.
Jesus, let me ask you this. I'm sure you, did you go to culinary school or anything?
I went through them.
Okay, you went through them.
Yes.
Okay, so wow, so you got some Italian influence in
too.
Well, so you know how to make those mushroom raviolis?
Oh, my favorite. 33 years working for the Carano family. 33 years, you know, up to opening the Silver Legacy.
The main question I had about this was did you incorporate any of your, like, family's recipes into what you make now at Chuy's? Like, do you have a grandma that maybe made?
My grandma is my inspiration.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah,
grandma is my inspiration. For anything in my life,
cooking, that's wonderful.
Everything, my lifestyle, the way I manage myself, I always look after my mother's mother, my grandma. I love her.
Well, God bless you. I knew you would be
so
a great guest.
Yeah,
Jesus
Gutierrez
of Marie Chuy's.
Marie Chuy's Mexican Kitchen, Marie Chuy's Botanas and Tequileria, a ranchera. Come and see us.
And
come
airport and support. And Victorian Square and Midtown.
And the airport.
All right.
Come in and support your local business. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
John Potter and Jay Biggs live here every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Jay?
Yes, it is. And we have a caller on the phone right now from Reno. His name is Mark, and he wants to talk about that earlier Siri conspiracy theory that you were talking about, John. What's going on, Mark? How are you, sir?
Just fine. How are you guys? John, you were my favorite on Channel 2 at 4:30 in the morning. I've been here for 18 years, and I thank you so much, my friend. And if Jay likes you, then I like Jay. But okay, so one day, sitting in my favorite muffin, having coffee with a best buddy, and I'm in my mid-70s, and I called Siri, and I said, Siri, will you go out with me? And she says, no, I'm very booked. And, yeah, it's not my first time I've been denied by a woman. But so I said, hey, Dick, give me your phone. So I used my friend's phone, and his wife's name is Donna. And I said, Siri, will you go out with me? The response was, what will Donna think?
Is that serious?
Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm serious as church. Gosh. Yeah.
Wow. So, well, I like that.
You waited 20 minutes to tell us that. I love that.
Dude, that I got to tell you, man, that is interesting. But it, you know, they're always listening. It's called algorithms, you know. But the ones that get me are the when you think about something in your head, you don't even say it, and then the ad comes up later on.
Right.
But anyways, well, Mark, hey, thank you so much, sir. I'm so sorry that we had you stay on the line so long, but definitely interesting conversation there. And we have always got more interesting conversation right here on Live and Local with John and Jay each and every week on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. John, we've got about 45 seconds or so left here.
Thank you, caller. And for the folks who were on hold, sorry we didn't get to you, but next Saturday, always a new opportunity. We're already lining guests for next Saturday morning show. It's bound to be very good. So join us here. It's a regular thing. 9 in the morning until 12 noon.
We got Freshies, I believe, coming on with us next week. And
more food, right?
Yeah. Fast, fresh grub. Freshies. Now, you might have remembered them from Lake Tahoe. They had a place up there that closed down. But now they are in the basement over.
And did you know there's an organization for retired public employees here in town? We're going to have somebody from that group.
That should be interesting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, go check out the podcast.
Drive safe out there. It's really coming down, and 80 is closed, right, Jay?
That's right. 80 is closed at the border. It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 and 92.3.